You know what? I still love that song, and it's tough to not love Will Smith. But you know what? What he did was fucking crazy. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But he apologized. So what do we think? What do we feel? We get into it in today's special About Last Night podcast with the one and only Eric Griffin from Workaholics. I'm dying up here. Murder Mystery, Conan, Netflix, one of the best in the biz, a dear friend of mine, and just a great podcast guest. A great guy to chat with. In today's episode, we cover everything Oscars, everything that went down, what we feel about it, how comedy will be from this moment on. There's a little bit of fear in going on stage now because people may think they can do whatever they want to us. Tour dates. Boy, I'm excited because I'm on the road. The Shits and Giggles tour moves on. Batavia, Illinois. Thank you to everyone that came out. A fucking blast at the Comedy Vault. Shout out to Liz and Mark, the whole staff, Luca, Abby, Vince, everyone who came through and ripped it up. I will be back to that club, one of my new favorites. Thank you so much. Irvine Improv, you guys are up next. I'm at the Irvine Improv. First time doing a weekend in Irvine, California, April 15th through the 17th. Cannot wait. Get your tickets. Let's pack it out. AdamRayComedy.com. Of course, this Sunday in L.A., if you live in L.A., I'm a part of the goddamn comedy jam. Myself, Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, Maz Jobani. It's a fire lineup at the main room of the Comedy Store, April 3rd. Come out and see us. Tickets at ComedyStore.com. April 22nd and 23rd, I'm in Austin, Texas at the Vulcan Gas Company. Adam Ray and friends adding a bunch of buddies from the Moon Tower Festival that will be out there to my shows at the Vulcan Gas Company in Austin, Texas, April 22nd and 23rd. And then right after that, baby, I go to Madison, Wisconsin. First time at Comedy on State, one of the legendary clubs in the Midwest, Madison, Wisconsin. Comedy on State, April 28th through the 30th, May 1st. Right after that, I'm at the Milwaukee Improv for one night only in Milwaukee. Come out and see your boy. May 5th through the 7th, North Carolina. We're hitting the Rally Improv, and I cannot wait. May 13th through the 15th, Atlanta Punchline in Atlanta, Georgia. All these tickets and tour info at AdamRayComedy.com. Of course, Young Rock powers on. We got a new episode up tonight. Check it out. Vince McMahon. I think my first episode is tonight, so check that shit out. Of course, Pam and Tommy on Hulu. I play Jay Leno. April 24th, Gaslit with Sean Penn and Julia Roberts. I play Nixon's press secretary. That drops April 24th on Stars. Subscribe to the pod, ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Of course, go get all your merch and albums at AdamRayComedy.com. Tons more good, exciting shit coming your guys' way. And please check my pilot comedy special, Jeremy Rising, on my YouTube channel. Type in Adam Ray plus Jeremy Rising on YouTube. Tom Lennon, Joel McHale, Ron Funches, David Koechner star in an Adam Ray original on YouTube. You'll love it. Check it out. Share it. And I think that's it. So with the tour dates, Twitter handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very funny Eric Griffin.
Hey, it's Herbert. And you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch.
Turn down the Mumford & Sons. We're going to turn up the Eric Griffin. Welcome back to the About Last Night podcast. One of my favorite people, and probably yours, and one of my favorite, not only comics, but just human beings, not only for the fact of just his kindness and his point of views in life, but his generous laugh, even when your bits don't work, and his his feedback for you at weddings when you're fucked up and he's sober. And
stupid.
My man. And you look good, too, E.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I've been, well, now we really, now I got to get in better shape because, you know, we're in danger when we're doing comedy now. Oh, you know what I mean? So now I got to, like, start doing push-ups before I do sets. I'm going to be backstage, like, you know, shadow boxing before I go on stage, man. It's crazy.
Have you ever felt in danger prior to this?
Yes, I have.
That's immediately what I started thinking of is because Pauly Shore posted a video of him getting attacked in Texas, which I think was an old clip. I had a wine glass thrown at me once. I've definitely had people stand up, you know, in certain cities where you're like, whoop, you know, and or say, like, I'll see you after the show, but not like we saw.
No, I mean, I've been attacked twice. Once by a guy at the Comedy Store, and it was like a full on, he threw a chair at me type of situation. Gosh. And the other time was like, and it was on TMZ, this girl was like, you know, just super drunk, but she like tried to swipe at my phone because I was filming her. But from the back, from everybody else filming, it looked like she hit me. So of course TMZ was like, we're running with this story, Eric. And I was like, okay. I never sent them my video because I didn't want to be, you know, I was like, you're never going to see.
Right.
Like, fuck you. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right.
You know, but yeah. And then there's been many times too that I've been like out there and I just look around and I go, you know, who's here for me? You know what I mean? There's no one here for me. You know,
what percentage of the staffs at comedy clubs do you feel like
want
saying. To take care of anything, you know, highly you know, confrontational? Or do you think the percentages probably lean more towards the comedian will probably handle that, right?
It's sometimes it's feeling like that more and more, especially when you're a big guy. I'm 6'3",
yeah,
two
yeah.
something or other. Yeah. So they're like, oh, maybe you. I say, hey, I'm not a fighter. I have something to lose. I'm calling the authorities.
Yeah.
Like Will Smith, like he better be glad it wasn't me. Because, one, I'm petty. He would have been in jail. Mm. You understand?
Would have pressed charges.
Oh, dude, I would have called the police, and I would have walked out during the show. There he is.
By
he's over
way,
there.
Wait.
Here, next to the ball chick. That's him right there.
Now, what if he did that during the Oscars?
That's what I'm saying.
Now, that's also
– No, dude.
Because that's actually a comedy bit, too.
Dude, this is what I'm saying. His ass would have been – I would have pressed full charges. He would have been taken away. I'd have been like, nah. I was assaulted. I have a 25 million witnesses.
Can you imagine if Chris Rock just hijacked that moment and said, yeah, I'll get to the next award. What are you going to do, play me off while I press charges?
Yeah. Get the cops. I would have.
You're going to play off the black guy calling about.
He should have put out his phone. Yeah, 911. Yeah, I just was assaulted. If you need to, just check the TV. It's on there. Or, you know, because, like, first of all, what a bully move. Chris Rock's 57. He just got rotator cuff surgery. A lot of people don't know that.
Is that why he didn't swing back?
Why would he swing back at just a monstrous man coming at you like that?
There's
so
many layers to this, and I want to know, like, your initial response, but I do want to know.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
This is layered.
Oh, this isn't cut and dry, dude.
Yes.
And I want to hear your take on, and I want to give you a bunch of different things to think about that I've been thinking about, but mm-hmm. one thing I just heard recently, because when things like this go down, I form my own opinions. I have my gut initial reaction, and then I'm not someone who thinks I know it all, and I like to listen to other perspectives. Mm-hmm. I don't let it always, you know, contribute to you know, my final thought, but something I just saw somebody say, Jay Moore posted, and he goes, let me ask you this. If that was The Rock, would Will Smith have done it? No. And said the joke, same joke? No. He goes, Russell Crowe? No. So how much do you think that had to do with it, where Will Smith – truly, like, I don't know. Like,
first of all, would he have done it to Ricky Gervais?
But that's a question.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. Because how many of these people now are like, damn, we should have just slapped him?
And I think that's why.
Because Ricky Gervais was rude as hell.
Dude said way worse shit.
Oh, he said
so
way
did Amy Schumer
worse stuff.
And them earlier in the night. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how about this?
That's why this goes back.
No. How about this? During that one joke the girl made about their marriage, Will Smith stand up and go, shut up about my marriage.
Totally.
What would we be saying then? Oh, because then it would have been different. Then it would have been a man saying something to a woman, right?
Totally. So you're almost saying, like, give him points for waiting?
No. What I'm saying is, like, the whole thing is out of pocket.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of whatever what he would have done or would not have done, one, yeah, he felt like, yeah, I could go up and slap this dude. He's an old-ass man.
Yes.
I'm bigger than him.
That's always a part of it when you're thinking. But sometimes, if Will Smith was smaller than Chris Rock, and he felt compelled to do what he did, sometimes adrenaline carries you through and you go up there anyway. But Chris Rock was so in shock. He didn't even, I mean, honestly, I thought it was a bit. I'm watching it live, and I see him walk up, and I hear Chris Rock go, uh-oh, King Richard making a joke,
right,
coming at me, and everyone laughs. And I'm just like, oh, because these bits happen sometimes where someone comes out of the crowd and comes on stage. And then when he paused and hit him, it was such a clear sound that I was like, that wasn't a stage combat hit. He didn't kick the ground. That's where I turned to trick myself into being like, there's no way that was real. And then all the cuts happened, and it cut back to Will. And I've never seen more genuine human pain in someone's eyes in a live moment like that, that was broadcast to millions. That made me real sad. I got real sad right out of moved.
Sad for who?
For Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
But the human element of it.
He was dealing with something, and he took it out on Chris
Rock.
Yeah,
man. And I felt so many, again, like the different layers to it where I personally, when people like that do, even though I felt bad for Chris Rock, and I immediately go, I don't think he knew. I think he just thought he was doing a dumb joke and that he was, no malicious intent was involved. But I saw in Will Smith's eyes how much he thought that hurt his wife and he needed to do something about
you
it.
You mean after he laughed?
Well.
You mean after he laughed and looked over and went, oh, you didn't like that?
Yep.
Let me go do this?
Well, that's
I was cheating on you for so long. Let me go.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean? Our marriage is like looks like a sham on the internet.
See, here's
so
the,
let
I
me
have,
go. Like
yeah.
It's like fuck off, man.
But the laugh, I think the laugh was more of a I need to continue to laugh at all the stuff that comes my way.
This is like
yeah, but isn't it? It's what you sign up for, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Like and you I'm laughed saying, at it earlier. It's but here's the thing too. It's not a comedy club. Here's one thing I'm always confused at. The at what point did we have to do we say to to, I guess, people of that magnitude, like, you got to be okay with everything. Or is it truly par for the course? Is it like when you sign up for this, if you get that big, you got to take everything coming your way?
Yeah, this is, okay, again, you're missing the layers, in my opinion.
Well, I got more layers.
I know. This
is a 20-layer dip. I just fucking
Will Smith
took a scoop of.
Had a problem with Chris Rock personally.
I think he does.
Okay. You stepped to him after the Oscars
yeah.
at the Vanity Fair party. Yo, man, can we talk for a second?
Or during your acceptance speech.
Whatever.
Made a joke.
All I'm saying
is. Hey, Chris,
is,
you can come to the premiere of G.I. Jane 2 solo like you did tonight. You single loser. Say that.
Whatever. All I'm saying is, no, but that's him getting the joke. No. You're missing the layer. He was obviously very upset
yeah.
about whatever he was upset about.
Yeah.
You stepped to him backstage. If we would have heard this morning, Will Smith. Goes after Chris Rock backstage, we would have went like, oh, wow, okay, I get it. Time and place.
And no harm, no foul. Everyone would have been like, yeah, dude, way to handle your...
We could talk about it. We could talk about the harm in that on a different level.
Yeah.
But... this
and that's where they're sticking up for your family, your wife, all that. Guess what? Everyone's on board
with that. Everybody that's coming about that, I just say, you're missing the point. And I hear, I was listening to Breakfast Club, and I hear all these black women calling in like, I need a man that does that for me. Like
Tiffany was the first one to come out.
You know what? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. So you want your man to embarrass himself
yeah.
and you
yeah.
in his crowning achievement because of you? How selfish is that? Like, how selfish is that if you're sitting at home like, ooh, yeah, I want a man that will give it all away from me. I want a man that makes me feel special.
Right.
It's like, oh, really? I would hope that Jada was like embarrassed for him.
I think she was.
She was like, "Whoa, I did that. Thank you, honey." But like that was out of pocket, man. So again, if you feel like stick up for your wife, that's not what we're arguing.
Yeah.
Time and place. They left Chris Rock out there on his own.
No one
came to his aid.
That actually,
no way.
Yeah, my allegiance immediately shifted from the initial again. I had no allegiance yet, but I felt bad that he did that because I go, oh, you are gonna regret that so hard, and you might win, so this sucks. That's what I thought all that, and then when I saw Chris Rock turn and look so helpless,
yeah,
that was awful because you're like
he could have just walked up to center of the aisle and been like this, bye,
yes,
like see ya,
or use that as some
and like a pro. He said a joke,
oh, he said
kept
a joke.
It moving.
That's what I wrote.
And did the thing. I was like, the dude's a pro. But it was like
Will Smith just hit the shit out of me, and then
and he did that for the people at home and the crowd. As same way in a comedy club, there's a heckler, and you don't want to ruin the show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he handled that in a way that I admire. I was like,
kicked him out and said like arrest. Well, I mean, whatever. But.
Whatever he could have done. I just think that it's so out of pocket, and using the excuse of. The selfish excuse of, oh, well, I want a man to protect me like that. Mm. So, no, you don't. No, you don't. You don't want a man like that because a man like that, he's going to do worse things.
Oh, yeah.
He ain't going to just worry. Something's going to happen to you, too. You know?
Now, it's got to have come from some deeper fucked up place because she just gave up. So, he went off her look of uncomfortable, like, ooh, I didn't like that. And that's what made him go from laugh to walk the stage?
No, he was already he'd been dealing with it. Whatever demons he has going on, they displayed themselves in that moment.
There's a lot going
and
on.
And then, like, to try to justify it in your acceptance speech, it's like, listen, let me ask you this question. Let me pose this to you.
Mm.
What's worse, Pete Rose cheating in baseball and now never being able to be in the Hall of Fame, and Will Smith assaulting someone at the Oscars, right? So, like, what I'm saying is, if they say, well, we're sorry, but we have to take your Oscar away. Like, what I'm saying is, there has to be a deterrent.
Yeah.
You can't have people in the crowd. Like, you can't have that on national
television. You have to set a precedent, right?
That's a family show.
Yeah.
So now there's parents at home having to explain to their children what just happened. Like I thought you said it was – you
can't do that.
But my hero just did that. The dude from Independence Day did it.
Yeah.
Like the dude from my favorite show did it. The dude from the movie I like did it. I thought we couldn't do that. So now you have to have this conversation at a family show. In the same way they don't like Janet Jackson's titty popping out because there's kids watching. Like the kids are like, well, what's wrong with this? Now you got to have a conversation you don't want to have because it's a family show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So again, and I don't even know if the Oscars is a family show because of all the comedy stuff that goes on. And I have something to say about that too.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, like, what's worse? So what I'm saying is, like, what should be the punishment?
Well, you have to do something because.
And what's that something though?
Well, taking away the Oscars seems, that doesn't feel like the right
move.
Should
he be banned from the Oscars for life?
I'd rather that than take your Oscar away.
Okay, I'm not saying that has to be what it is. But it gotta be something.
But they also fucked up by not doing anything in the moment. But that's also easier said than done.
Oh, no.
Who the fuck knows? Who was making that call? If it was one guy or 50 people trying to be like, what do we do?
And that's why Chris Rock was in shock and acted the way he acted. Because he was like, we're at the Oscars.
Yeah.
This is the most prestigious event. No matter how people feel, no one's going to do something like that. That's why it was shocking.
Yeah, well, that's never happened. Look, there's been mix-ups of envelopes and people being fucked up. Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes saying they were high as fuck was, to me, going to be the most controversial thing during the show. And I was like, well, here we go again. A show where nothing really happens. A lot of movies people haven't seen.
Boring.
Some comedy that is just like people, it's like the B and C versions, not even the B, the C and D of the joke where you're like, cool, what were the other alts that you guys didn't say because someone told you not to?
How about this? Three female comics and still the male comic was the biggest hit.
Is that a headline? Yeah.
It's like, one of them's not a comic. Those other two can't say, they're not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Like, they're not going to say nothing about it. They're not going to, like, stick up for Chris Rock at all.
I know.
Like, they're just going to be like what? Like, you think that you're immune to getting slapped? So what if, like, somebody's wife walked up and was like, I don't like that. What if Jada Pinkett Smith walked up there to Regina, like, stop talking about my marriage, bitch, and slapped her? It's like, so then they would be like, hey, we have to protect comments then. This sort of male bashing thing that's like, well, Chris Rock's a man, so this is okay. Like, Chris Rock's a man, so he's getting what he deserves.
I did think it was fucked that they made fun of, like, LeBron's hairline, and then Chris Rock did his hair joke, and then that was, I mean, I guess, again, there's backstory with, I think, Will and Chris making fun of them in 2016. And I think
along with all of the internet?
Yes, I know. I think it was just, dude, I mean, have you read his apology yet?
Yeah, I saw
it. Smith?
Yeah.
I'm going to read it because I just don't.
I don't want to read the publicist read, you know, written.
You don't think it was him?
Oh, no, man. No, not at all. He probably was a part of it. He probably okayed it. He probably added to it, but it's like, it's too late, man.
Yeah.
It's too late. Damage is done, bro. Damage is done. No, we needed you to be the person that you claim to be in that moment.
Yeah.
And like I say, but if you would have stepped to him afterwards, if you would have said, like, you know,
called him up and said, come meet me at a bar or something.
You know, after the show when they do the little things,
yeah,
it'd be fine if Will Smith, if right there he would have said, you know what, I'm really tired of, why do I got to get roasted at an award show that's for me to present me? Like,
it's my night.
It's my night. Like, you know,
that's where I also am curious, how much comedy should there really be the Oscars?
You see, I put a post up.
Yes, I saw that.
Remove it. Let's remove comedy from the Oscars.
Let's stop trying to tiptoe around what's appropriate.
Yeah,
this is not the right venue.
Yeah.
It's like when you see a comedy show in, like, the back of a coffee shop. You're like, there's too much other shit going on for comedy to have any fair shot to win.
To me, it's just about, like, take the comedy away from it. It's already a boring. Go back
to the Billy Crystal, Steve Martin, like the really campy. You know what I'm saying?
take the comedy away, take all that part of it away.
Or make fun of the shit that's there. I think that also.
No, I don't think so, man. You're always going to have something. That's a slippery slope to decide, oh, this is okay to make fun of it. That's not okay. You know what? Just, you don't want comedy. You don't want to be roasted because you want to suck each other off. Then let's take the comedy away.
Well, then that might be the move.
Take it away.
Or they just should have not hired Chris Rock to do Chris Rock.
Well, if I was at my graduation, I've 4 years of working hard, and I'm at a graduation. I wouldn't want a keynote speaker being like, "And there's Eric Griffin. You know, he failed science.
Barely made it.
Yeah, barely made it. You know, so I get it. So I can also understand where it's like these people, they think they're more important than everyone else. Will Smith thinks he's the most important person in the world. They all do. All these people think that they're like, they think that what they're doing, this like sort of like this being a fake person, they think they're doing something like morally superior to everyone
else.
It's
crazy. It's the only profession where I think you can create such hype around yourself. Maybe that make being a rock star to where you're invincible. Also, you can not truly have a grasp of like being connected to being able to be. I don't know. He seems like he's done a good job of it, though. But then you go, maybe you are just.
Look at his Instagram, man.
Outside of yourself.
You start to believe your hype, man. You start to believe your hype, and I'm okay with it because comics do it too in our own world, our own environment.
Now, there's something to be said about.
So I get it. If they don't want comedy anymore, they don't want like, hey, can we take the roast element out? I'm like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
so
okay
you don't
with
subscribe
that.
To the fact that like somebody should have been like, hey, man, do jokes about all the movies and the act and like stuff that's not personal.
I'm sure he had to turn stuff in.
Somebody told me that he worked out at the store and didn't do that. They never saw anything about that. So he could have even improvised that.
No. No way.
I don't think he's malicious enough. I don't think he knew about her hair condition to make that.
Yeah.
Because that to me seems just like a misfire.
And
if you were truly trying to do that there, doesn't that seem like a misfire?
Yeah, but even still, man.
Even still, yeah. Laugh
it's like
it
you're, it's
just
like
sit
you're,
there and do what everyone does and begrudgingly go, I didn't like it. And then we have a shot of you doing that and you're a meme for a couple weeks maybe.
Yeah. Like so the guy said a joke. So he said a joke that's like we like as if comics are supposed to get a dossier of every person in the room. Yeah. So let me find out what. Yeah. So
what a funny
sketch that would be is like. So we need to like we have a list of everybody who's going to be at the Oscars, and we're going over the jokes, and we're like ah. We can't do that kid joke because such and such kid.
Yeah.
We're like, okay, take that one off the list.
Or
Propecia. Oh, we can't do the Propecia joke. Okay, we got to take that one off the list.
Or they get every actor beforehand to come 10 minutes early to practice the faces they're going to make for each joke. So they get Nicole Kidman. We're going to go down the line of jokes that they're going to say about you, and we'll just get a couple reaction shots. So here's when they say that you're just, you know, as white as fucking super glue.
Imagine if they had them all sitting there and they go, hey, we're going to do jokes about this, and then somebody raises their hand. My auntie. Okay, so we can't do that joke.
Yeah.
Who else? Then they're like, okay, well, what about this joke? And then two people raise their hand. Well, I actually have a problem with like you can't worry about that. Like in that situation, she has that thing. They're public figures.
Yeah,
it's not like he was attacking some kid in a children's hospital.
Yeah,
she's a grown ass woman with her business all in the streets.
Now, there's another thing. She might have been crying, let's say, 2 hours prior, right? Maybe this hair condition thing is so awful.
Yeah,
and now. Like, if it was somebody I saw said, like, oh, it's not like it was cancer. It's alopecia. Now, if it was cancer, is that and it was a known thing? I don't think he would have even have said anything. But now, let's say he did know it was alopecia, and he's just like, it's fucking alopecia, right? Like, a lot of people lose their hair. But again, if there is some
there's
backstory.
Bald guys all over the world going like, totally. Oh, you're having an issue with.
Totally. But let's say this is why, and I guess I'm not justifying, but I'm trying to give, like, understand. Because, again, like you said, seeing Will Smith laugh and then go up there was so baffling. Because I'm like, man, did you really just. And also, I think, you know, there is a. Removing the comedy is the move. At the end of the day.
We find out this? In a week, we find
it's
out.
It's staged?
No,
it
no,
was
no.
all staged?
No. Can I?
Our guest is Eric Griffin. That's at Eric Griffin on Instagram. If you want to hear his real opinions that he won't get to finish on this podcast, follow
that. Can I get to what I'm going to say?
Woo, 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 woo. Okay, go ahead.
What if we find out in like 3 days, you know, there's a story about Will Smith cheating on her again, you know, and this is what they've been dealing with. And I'll be like, then it would be like, oh, so. This ain't about Chris. Like, by the way, and I'm not saying it wasn't about Chris Rock anyway.
No.
He didn't. Chris Rock was like, he got the brunt of whatever that man was dealing with.
Yes.
And it's like, and that's what sucks about it. That's what he should be apologizing for, is not handling his business himself.
It does suck that he didn't apologize to Chris at all.
He did. In this, you know, fake apology, he apologized.
On stage?
No. No, no, but at the,
oh, that's right, to Chris, he did. You're right, he did.
I get in a moment. I get in a moment. It's like, you know, you
even a day after, he's only human. We forget.
You're prideful.
That, hey, man, we forget that even people with money and fame like that are can be triggered.
Even more triggered because they feel like they're invincible. Like, you can't mess with me. I'm Will Smith. That's how people think. You think yourself like, I'm like the one of the most. He's probably, he's without a doubt top 25 most famous people on the planet. Okay? Like, that's how famous the dude is, probably.
Who's,
you know,
your
20,
who's your 24 before him? Don't do it.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Great. Bieber. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, like, he's one of the most popular. Like, he can go anywhere and people be like, oh, it's Will Smith.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying, like, he's like.
For a long time,
so,
too.
So, of course, you think, like, well, nobody's going to make fun of me.
Right.
Nobody's going to. Right. That's what comics are supposed to do. I just feel like this is not an issue about, like, should comics be able to say whatever they want? I'm not saying that. I'm saying this. There's consequences to everything that you do. So I'm talking about time and place. So Oscars moving forward. Like, and get these unfunny hosts out of there, too. Because you're making people that are normally funny look like they're not funny.
Should we get do a competition and let, like, open micers do it? Or even, like...
You might as well. You know what I mean?
Because then the bar gets set so low.
Yeah, you might as well.
We're always looking
this
and judging.
This person's been doing comedy for 2 weeks. And then we'll be like, okay, cool, now it makes sense. Instead of making Amy Schumer look like she'd started doing comedy in 2 weeks. Because you've watered down what they can say.
Right.
So it's like, just, you know, get, I'm just saying this. Get rid of it. Just have like a whole virtue signaling. You know how they do them in memoriam?
Yes.
Well, they can have their virtue signaling one. Yeah. They have them in memoriam. They'll have like the, this gives like 6 awards out of like, you know, humanitarian of the year, virtue signaler of the year.
Because there's already so much expectations put on.
Yeah.
Now, and we're in this day and age where it's like, especially there are events like the Oscars where we are looking at a non-comedy event where there's not even comedies up for any awards.
I know.
And
I
we're
know.
Looking at it, judging the comedy in a show that has not, that is, that even, did you look at the promo for them three? It was them, it was like Amy Schumer, Wanda Sykes, and Regina Hall host the Oscars. And it wasn't them even making like a goofy face. It was them holding an Oscar being like, this is the safest thing we could do in the promo.
I know.
That doesn't at all insinuate comedy. So then so it's bonkers the fact that we're watching with even a judgmental eye. Now, as a comic, are you watching, are you assessing that whole thing with comic goggles, or are you watching more as like a human being?
Both.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I feel unsafe now. I feel like, you know, that you know, this
thing could open the floodgates.
Oh yeah. I think there's gonna be people out there thinking like, well, I don't like this. I'm gonna go do what Will Smith did. You know?
Wow.
You know,
well, we'll wait and see, I guess.
You know, but it's just one of those things, man. It's like he said it was a bad look. I don't care. You could justify it all you want. And like I said, you can't justify the timing of that. You can't justify him now ruining his moment forever.
Yeah.
Forever.
Fuck. I know, man. Your whole life. That's, you know,
that's
tainted.
It. That's it. And
tainted.
So now, and you got to, and you, and I don't care. And there's going to be people who are going to be like, well, is Will Smith going to attack me? Like, you're going to be on a set and be like, well, we know what Will Smith does, because, like, you're going to be like, because he can't say this. I would never attack you. We're on set. He can't say that. I don't trust the motherfucker. Don't tell me, like, oh, so you mean you know that there's a time and place for things? Apparently you don't, bro. Because on the biggest stage in the world, besides, like, the Super Bowl, you attack someone. So, nah, sorry. I won't feel safe on set with you.
Yeah, in the most unexpected of
in the most
scenarios,
unexpected time and scenario, I mean, you might flip out. That's what he's put on himself now, in my opinion.
Do you think, well, now shifting gears to Chris Rock and like thinking about as a comedian from that standpoint, I mean, does he have a new 20, 30 minutes?
Oh,
like,
of course.
Is his tour going to sell?
It just sold out. He sold more tickets overnight for his tour than he did for the first part of the tour. For the first part, so good for him.
Yeah.
So he's gonna be out there, like, I'm sure you're gonna be working out a new 20
Bro,
about, like, he should call
least.
It Special Jada. That's what he should call it.
Ho ho ho!
Like, it's time for him to be like, you know, man, you smacked me because you dealing whatever you dealing with, and you hit me, and I'm out of the job. I'm working, and you know what? Who you smacked to? He should have walked over and smacked the director who allowed this to happen, because I'm sure he turned in a script. Go slap a, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like from like moving forward, if they're gonna have this, they need to send the script to the people.
Yeah, who
hey,
signed off
here,
on
here,
that?
Here's the jokes they're gonna do about you. Are you okay with this? Then the guy goes, "Yeah, I'm okay with that. I could deal with that."
Yeah, because if that is something that is also a roll of the dice, that's probably why some people don't even want to go. It's why some people don't want to be roasted.
I get it. By the way, dude.
But if you go,
I am
so
not
you're saying if you're
sitting here saying, "Oh, people are too sensitive and all this stuff." No, I'm saying, like, I totally get the idea of, like, can I just get my award without being shit on?
Yeah.
I go, oh, you know what? You're right.
But guess what? Nobody wants to watch that. That's why the Oscars knows. It's almost like when I'm trying to think of, like, another example of where they go, we know we don't want comedy in this. Like, you know, the Oscars knows it's not about that. No, but they know that, like, comedy, it's like superhero movies now. They add a little comedy to make people want to go watch them even more. And it's a way to piggyback on the effects and go, hey, look, it's a comedy too, because we know you want that.
Comedy, man, comedy is just a basic human reaction to everything. Pain, trauma, happiness, sadness, joy, fulfillment. We laugh. That's what we do. That's all comedy is.
Yeah.
And we tap into it through all different types of ways. This protecting his wife stuff, I don't buy it, man. I don't buy it.
G.I. Jane, too. It's not like he said you ugly. Like, if he was really, there are, that response, I think, if and this is, again, I think Will Smith, his reaction after made me think it was worse than what he said. I started to replay it in my head. I go, did he say she looked like some ugly something?
I know.
You know, because I was like,
even
wait a second.
Rock was like, it was a G.I. Jane joke, dude. He said that. And the guy's like, keep your my wife. And so that right there, that moment that he said all that, that was the grandstanding moment.
Yeah.
He already made the mistake, and he was doubling down.
Had to.
By saying that.
Had to.
You know what I mean?
He couldn't just do the hit and sit down and not say anything.
Right, right. At that point, he just was like, you know what I mean?
I got to justify my actions now.
Yeah.
By telling you why I did it.
Yeah, and that was for who? For who was that for?
Oh, man.
And then everybody, all these people, mostly white, are just looking like, whoa, this is a... What's going on
here? That was my one qualm, too. I was hoping for more cutaways. I was hoping to see Jamie Lee Curtis, Reba McEntire.
Yeah. Go to people.
Go to people.
Go to Reba. I'm totally with you. I need to see Reba.
Can you imagine if
Reba pulls out a guitar, just start makes a song right there?
What if Reba just looked right in the cam, knew where it was, and went, oh.
I know. It's just.
How about that?
That was bizarre, man. It was a bizarre. It was a
craziest
bizarre
thing you've
moment.
Seen on TV ever?
No.
Live TV? No.
No. Remember when Glow, when the girl broke, I don't know if you're young enough, but the girl broke her arm on live TV?
No.
Oh,
Glow.
Yeah, Glow was real. Like, I'm talking about the real Glow back in the 80s.
Old are you?
50. I just turned 50. The girl was
real. Eric Griffin. Dude, that's
March
a good
12th.
Sign, man. I always forget. I don't know.
Yeah. And
you always look better than you sound.
And then she broke her arm. I remember when Sean Livingston for the Clippers broke his that nasty injury live on TV.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, there's things like that, but
gotcha.
That was probably, like what Chris Rock said, he said the most whatever.
Biggest night of TV ever. So.
Yeah, yeah. So it was like the slap heard around the world. By the way, dude, this is the thing that also pisses me off, too. And I got to say this before you interrupt me. You know what I mean? I saw it. You know,
Can I at least tell you what I was going to say?
Go ahead, interrupt me. Please.
I was going to say, I don't think anyone expected we'd ever see Ali slap Pootie Tang.
Okay. You interrupted me for that.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. I need to come slap you for that joke, for ruining your podcast with that joke.
Go ahead. I love you.
Chris Rock is a Hall of Fame comic.
Totally.
Probably a Mount Rushmore comic.
1,000%.
Like top four comic of all time.
I totally agree.
All right? The lack of respect for comedy that was shown last night, Will Smith is an enemy of comedy. And all the people who are like, these people that are like, well, jokes and this and that. Like, I don't want to ever hear Will Smith talk about anybody ever. Ever. Like, he has lost his privilege. You can no longer make jokes. Like, I don't want to hear him make a joke about anybody. He better not move his mouth to say something mean about anybody ever. He better be above board for the rest of his life online, publicly. That's it for him. Because he's made it clear that you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
And you need to know that stuff's going on in people's lives before you talk about anything. What can you talk about then?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're right. That's the precedent he was setting, I guess. And that's why, and it takes somebody of that magnitude to do to act like this for people to think it's okay, right? Because let's say Mel Gibson did it. You know, as much respect and universal. That's the thing, too. I would be hard-pressed to find five more people other than Will Smith, that aren't universally beloved, where there's something for everybody from what they do.
Yeah.
That's also what's so fucked up and shocking about this.
Exactly.
Is you go, it's somebody that, it's why everyone assumed it was fake because I don't think anyone wanted to believe or did believe that somebody that we've come to truly think was a human. And look, he's still a fucking human being. We're acting. I mean, it's fucked up what he did.
No, man. Listen, you're not the sum of the worst thing you've ever done, and you're not the sum of the best thing you've ever done.
Right.
Okay. That's not who you are.
Yeah, I like that.
I'm not. Will Smith isn't a terrible person, but he made a terrible mistake.
Right.
And he should suffer the consequences.
Gotcha.
That's all I'm saying. Because he doesn't realize what he's done. That sticking up for his wife, if that's the reason, has larger reaching consequences. Thank you to other people, man. It's like I said, that's a family show. There's kids watching. Like, I don't think, is that right to do? There's all those implications. The implications of that, it's a black man hitting another black man with a black man directing the Oscars, okay? So that's like, you have that, you have the social implications of it. You have, like, you know, how, you know, you assaulted someone, you know? In an age where we're always talking about, like, you know, violence isn't the answer.
Right.
And all this kind of stuff. And then for us as comedians, man, I felt so bad for Chris Rock, sitting there.
Oh, dude!
Just like literally, not one person came out. Like, I wish a security guard just would have came out just to be like, you know, they would have been like, "We got it, Ted." You know what I mean? Just
that,
anyone.
I'll be honest.
Even those fucking hosts. One of those girls could have came out and been like, "Are you okay, Chris?" Nobody did anything for the dude, and it's a shame.
Man, you're not wrong to be that heated about it. And
I'm heated about it. I just saw the guy the other night. You know what I mean? I just saw him at the Comedy Store. He's actually a
smiling,
very sweet man.
Good time,
he was working on his set, that kind of thing. It's funny though. I did make a meme with Will Smith slapping him, and on the bottom it said, "Don't bump people. Call in for spots." Too soon? Is it too soon? You know what I mean? I want to send it to him, but I might be too soon. You know what I mean? Because he responds to me on Instagram.
Send
you know what
it.
I mean? I want to send it to him. Like, is this too
He'll
soon?
He'll probably laugh.
I would imagine
he's
he would.
A fucking dude. The guy.
I imagine he would.
There is something, and this is, I think, why comics are taking it so personal. I mean, bro, I'll be honest. I genuinely, like you said, got sad for him. That look when he looked off stage almost made me tear up because it's such a, what we do is so, I mean, unless you're truly doing it and have done it for, you know, 10 plus years and have sunk your teeth in and know the true highs and lows and the grind and the fucking the ins and outs of how good and how awful you can feel at the same time and how you need it and in moments you didn't think you did and how and being on stage can pull you out of a rut and it can also put you in one. I mean, it's truly a fucking I can't think of any, you know, there's other jobs where you go, oh, you can get a little taste of that by doing this. Stand-up is no comparison.
I know.
And so to see, and because it is such a solo adventure, to see him in that moment, which we're already by ourselves for so much
yeah.
of this. So to see him experience that and then look off and feel so alone. Oh, bro, that was extra moving and in the wrong direction because it was just like, wow, dude. Went out there by himself. Truly, like you said, like no call, nobody cutting to a commercial. They just go.
Because it was the most shocking thing ever. Because of who did it. So there's a moment that I think everybody in the control room was like, they probably thought, was this on the script? Did we not know? Were we supposed to cut away? What
they thought it was fake, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
It kind of felt like a stage combat hit
you know
at
what
first.
I mean? It's like.
The sound and like, I was like, did he just kick the ground? Was he fucking.
Because everybody would just think, like, you know, what the hell? You know, I just, man. I feel bad for – no one wins. No one wins in this situation. So these selfish idiots out there who are like, you know, oh, you know, you have to stick up for me or my – if I want my man – or guys out there who are like, that's what you do for your woman. It's like you're all – no one wins. Mm. There isn't a winner in this situation.
Yep.
You know? Like I say, there has to be a punishment. I'd ban him for life. I'd be like, you can never go to the Oscars again.
Yeah.
No, man.
No.
You can't assault someone. You
can't.
I'm sorry.
And there are certain things that people do where you go, there's a one strike and you're out.
That's what I'm saying.
And because there is, and here's why you can create that for this, it's never happened before. So they get to go, cool. We now know that whether that could happen again.
Now they're going to have to have, trust me, next year there's going to be letters. There'll be letters like, if you do this at the Oscars, you'll be arrested on site. Like, that's the kind of stuff they're going to have to do now.
Yeah.
But the dude should be banned for life.
Yeah.
He should be like, you can never go to the Oscars again. And you know what? Comics should be like, just next year they should be like, if Will Smith is here, we're not coming. You know what I mean? But yeah. They wouldn't care because of the dumb movies that they put up. You can't name me one movie. Like, no one saw these movies. No one saw these movies. No one saw these movies. No one. No one saw these movies. No, like this. That's why this reminds me of like a ninth grade basketball, like end of the year banquet. That's what it was. And like, they should have just had like, one director, Steven Spielberg, go up and go, well, let's give a most improved to this, because this is an award show.
So do we need
that? No one cares about.
Yeah. Do we still need it? What do we? I think back to when I saw like Hanks win for Forrest Gump, and I felt like that mattered. But also maybe like there was less shit going on that.
They're not making movies about entertaining subjects.
You don't make
anymore.
More money. It's not like a bonus. It's not like you win a Super Bowl and you get the bonus, right?
Like, well, before it would be like
you get more money.
Now people would see the movie more, and
I guess maybe your quote goes up if you're an Academy Award winner, right? You
this
can
is,
ask.
This
for
is
more.
How nobody cares about this. That movie that won was on Apple TV.
What won?
Exactly. And we'll be right back. I'm so glad you said that. Like, that's a genuine thing you just said.
It is.
You have no idea. You don't know who won Best Picture? This shit happened last night, bro.
Chocolat.
All we care about is Will Smith punched or slapped Chris Rock. He slapped him.
I know that there was a big deal. There was like the first trans actor won, right? And then a deaf person won for.
Yeah. Look at how that sounds. Like, that's what we've come to. Like, ugh. Like you know what? It should be about the most.
Those are two big deals,
bro. The most talented person won. That's what it should be about. But no, it can't be about that now. It has to be about what you just said.
Well, I guess I'm just a product of my of what I see online when people post. I love taking in. Somebody was like, "This was overshadowed by this," and you're right. Why can't it just be? But but it can't.
I know it can't. Not in the world we live in now.
But also, if it's never happened, you got to fucking highlight it. A deaf person's never won an Academy Award. What, are you going to not make a big deal out of that?
A deaf person has won an Academy Award.
Okay, so the second time.
Yeah. The movie still could be whatever.
Yeah.
What I'm saying? Like, okay. Is that what makes the movie? It's like, for me, I care about artistic integrity first.
Yeah.
All that other shit second. So it's like, is it a good movie? Does it make sense? Are you presenting something that is like where I can get lost in it?
Mm.
If I can get lost in it, then I'm like, I don't care about none of that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not supposed to think about it. But if later you're voting and you're thinking about that.
Gotcha. You should be on the committee, man.
This whole thing would be different.
Why don't you run for fucking governor or mayor?
No, they would. Because
you'd never do that, huh?
No.
Do you think you'll ever not do stand-up comedy? Somebody asked me that the other day.
I don't know. I think I'll always want to do it.
Yeah. Have you ever had spurts where?
Yeah. In times like this.
Wow. We just like, I want to sit on the sidelines for a bit.
Yeah, man. When people are just too.
The fun got taken out of it?
Yes. The fun got taken out of it. Like, some of the fun got taken out of it.
Gotcha.
Some of the fun got taken out. And not necessarily in a bad way, too, in some ways. Like, just with Me Too and all that kind of stuff. So then, the microscope, you're a male comic, So now it's like you're a male comic. So now all of a sudden our standard has to be like, that this stand. And then comedy is such a, there's such a gray area of comedy where it's like, so what can I talk about that, that you're gonna be okay with, as opposed to you should be okay with everything.
Right.
Like, hear the intent and the content of what I'm saying. It's a show. I was on Brian Scalar's podcast, and I wish I remember the guy he referenced. But I wish I remember. But the guy, he told me about this guy, because I said something similar, and he told me this. But anyway, the guy said, it's like, would you go to a magic show?
Yes.
And when they saw the woman in half, would you be like, oh my God, they just saw the woman in half. Call the police. You know why you don't do that? Because it's a show.
And it's impossible. Sorry, kids.
It's a show. My point is, it's just a show.
Gotcha.
And that's gotcha. What comedy is.
Right.
It's just a show.
Good luck explaining that to everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people, unfortunately, that go, yeah, fuck.
There's a lot of people on this thing of like, mean-spirited jokes. That's what they're using as their excuse. They're saying, well, this is mean-spirited as opposed
there's
to,
like— There's a time and a place. I see that posted a lot with last night's comment. I see there's a time and a place. You don't make fun of somebody's condition is what somebody
said. Okay, so what I'm saying is like, did he know about that? It's like right. I don't even, like, again—
Quit reacting
emotionally. And I disagree with that, too. I think it should just be based off, excuse me, like, Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith could have easily been—
They could have laughed at it.
Fun people. If they were fun people,
that's
this would not be the issue.
That's a fair statement.
Okay? If Jada Pinkett Smith
not
were like—
Not take yourself so seriously.
If they weren't taking themselves so— But you know
at
why
the
they take themselves so seriously?
Because
look at their Instagrams and Facebook show and everything. They have to—
You have to because you're the Smiths, huh? Yeah. You've built this empire where people go—
Yeah. You're taking yourself too seriously. You believe in your own
hype. You've gotten so cool that you can't be— You can't— It's like—
So you're telling me people out there with that condition are supposed to live miserably?
Right.
Like, so you're telling me that someone that has that condition, and not, they can't laugh at themselves anymore now?
And we're not saying she
Wait, who's that for?
Yeah.
Is that for them or for you?
So maybe you're doing a big service to people that are actually going through it if you do laugh at yourself.
Or That's
maybe
what
you do,
I'm saying.
Or maybe Will Smith, like if he says G.I. Jane, if Will Smith had gone, hey, you better let me be in that. Or like, I'm going to— You know, GI, you know.
Whatever, man. Please don't write any more jokes. It wasn't going to go well, and I didn't want you to. Right here, you play the Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
VPN, what the hell does that mean? Well, it stands for Virtual Private Network. It's a tool that encrypts your internet traffic and hides your IP addresses and virtual location. And what is VPN used for? Well, significantly boosts your online privacy and security, which is dope. Also, thanks to its encryption, third parties cannot spy on your online activity. Even if your internet service provider can't see what you do online, a VPN also allows you to overcome internet censorship. All your traffic is routed through a remote server so you can access websites that are restricted in your country. You need a VPN if you want to secure your online data. You need an extra layer of protection when you're online. And not all websites use HTTPS, a secure communication protocol, where the S stands for secure. If you're visiting a website without HTTPS, the info can be stolen by cyber criminals or third parties. How do you know if the app you're using is secure? Well, you don't. Apps are black boxes, and it's anyone's guess if they allow the best cybersecurity practices. Since a VPN encrypts all your internet traffic, you don't need to worry about unsecure websites. That extra layer of encryption makes sure your online data is safe. You also get access to blocked websites, and if you want to use YouTube in China, VPN is the answer. It changes your IP address and redirects your internet traffic through a remote server, letting you browse under the cover of its IP and access blocked websites. VPN also lets you stay at home, at least virtually, even when you're traveling. You won't miss your favorite content when you're abroad. You often use unsecure connections. Public Wi-Fi is inherently unsecure. I get that. If you spend a lot of time on public hotspots in hotels, airports, or coffee shops, well, a VPN protection is a must. Without it, cyber criminals can use many methods to spy on your internet traffic and steal your data or inject malware into your device. That also sucks. When you're on public Wi-Fi, VPN must always be on, and you want to avoid unlawful government surveillance. Governments usually have direct or indirect access to internet service providers operating in their jurisdiction. If you want to protect your online browsing activity, grab your exclusive NordVPN deal right now by going to nordvpn.com/ALN or use the code ALN to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free plus a bonus gift. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, go to nordvpn.com/ALN, use the promo code ALN, get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free plus a bonus gift. Completely risk-free. Do it. Live better. Feel better. Yeah, baby. Today's episode of the About Last Night podcast is brought to you by Rothy's, my new favorite shoe. I'm not even kidding. Men's shoes are tough to find. We've all got weird feet. We've all got specific choices. Well, guess what? Spring is just around the corner, and when you're looking to get a stylish, sleek, and comfy shoe made from completely natural and recycled materials, you got to grab some Rothy's. Versatile day-to-day shoes to add to your rotation. You can wear them with just about anything from suits to sweatsuits. My favorite is the RS01 sneaker. It is just about the coolest shoe I've ever worn. And It's pretty much the comfiest shoe I've worn in the last 20 years. I'm always telling my friends about Rothy's because, look, when I travel, I'm walking through the airports, and then I'm standing on stage for hours at a time telling hoo-has and chuckle gugs. I need to feel good. I can't have my feet be aching, and I want to feel like I look cool up there. You want to make a good first impression when you go anywhere, and people are always looking at your feet. So say goodbye to the break-in period that you usually have to go through with your other shoes, because Rothy's has a soft, flexible material combined with wildly comfortable insoles that make them seriously one of the most wearable shoes right out of the box. They're designed to be incredibly versatile, which means you can rock them with a suit, a pair of sweats, and everything in between. And look, if dirty sneakers are your greatest pet peeve, which they are for me, I'm constantly trying to find a place to get my sneakers cleaned up and made up to be brand new. Well, Rothy's shoes, get this, are 100% machine washable thanks to their sustainably made material, so you never have to worry about dirtying them up. They're knit with 100% recycled materials. Even the sneaker laces are made from plastic water bottles. How about that? What other company can say they do that? None. No wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoes got a 5-star review from almost every customer. To top it all off, the driving loafer was just named one of Time's 100 best inventions of 2021 in the style category. They called it an ideal shoe for the late pandemic era. So look, treat yourself right and start being as comfortable as you can be. Step into something fresh this spring with Rothy's. New products for both men and women. You can snag something for yourself or for someone else as a gift. For a limited time right now, update your footwear with $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/about. That's $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's, rothys.com/about.
I feel like this is what people like to do, man. The people that are not actually dealing with these things, they don't want to deal with anything that makes them uncomfortable.
Right.
But the people that have to live with these things every day, I would like to think they want to be a part of society.
Yes.
I would like to think that, hey, I have to shave my head because of the thing. Make fun of me too, because I want to be like everyone else.
How do you get to that place in your life where you want to?
I've been so many places. I remember this kid was in a, he was in a wheelchair. You know, he couldn't move. You know what I mean? He's at my show. And like, he was sitting right there, and I was like, I bet you, I started making fun of him. Because I was like, hey, man, you know. And it was like the lady that was with him, she comes up to me, she was like, oh, my God, thank you. He had such a good time. Because I'm thinking to myself, what am I supposed to ignore this? Like, to me, the guy's at the show, he wants to be like everyone else. But the people that get uncomfortable, they get uncomfortable because how they feel about that.
Yeah.
Not, they're not living that person's experience.
Right.
That's what people do. It's a white woman thing, too. Just to be like living, like, you know, championing shit that has nothing to do with them.
Right.
They love to do that.
Yeah.
I'm going to champion something that I have nothing. I have never experienced in my life, but it feels like I should be saying this. It's all perception, man. It's all like whatever your intent is. And my intent is like, hey, let's make fun of everybody so everybody feels the same.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, they have to be sectioned off. I use this example all the time. Remember this movie, The Beach?
Yeah.
Okay. So Leo. So they're in Taiwan at a beach. And, like, it's a very exclusive beach. They can't get out of there.
Right.
A woman gets – one of the young gets bit by a shark. And they got her – and now she's in a tent, and she's, like, bleeding out. And like, they can't get her off the beach. So all night she's like, ah! And then everybody's kind of like, ah! It's getting on their nerves because she's suffering, and they don't – and they're taken away from their fun. So you know what they do? They move her to the other side of the beach. And then shortly after, everybody's back to playing volleyball and having fun. That's what these liberal fucks that get mad at stuff want to do. They want to move the people with alopecia to the other side of the beach, and the homeless and black people that they don't want to hear talk about racism and all of that stuff that they don't want to deal with. They want to move it away so they can just be like, hey, look, we're good. We're having fun. It's just us. And I don't believe in that. I don't. I feel like this was all handled wrong, you know? It's like, moving forward, if you're going to have a roast comic, you pass the jokes out. Hey, Will Smith, Jada, here's the jokes they want
to
do.
Give them a chance to say no?
Yeah, I'm okay with this. And then you sign off, you move forward, and you're also ready for it.
Because we don't need the element of risk and reward. It's not punked.
Exactly.
It's not, you need to get the actual reaction and then ask later, hey, do you mind if we use this?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I totally get the idea of like, hey, this is their moment. Let's not roast them. I totally get that. And at the same time,
but
too.
But commit fully to that idea then.
Commit.
And cut the fat on things that are, it's not a show where you're actually wanting that much of an element of surprise, is it?
I think so sometimes.
Other than the awards?
It's like, and sometimes even if it's like wholesome or whatever, sometimes that stuff is boring. It's a boring show. It's 3 hours of boring stuff that honest, if you're being honest with yourself, you don't care about. It used to be about, you know what it used to be about? It used to be about seeing celebrities. That's what you would watch.
And the parties, right?
I can look at celebrities right here.
Wow, yeah.
I don't need to see them on Oscar night. It's boring. If I want to go see Will Smith, I'll go to his Instagram. I see more about Will Smith on his Instagram than I do watching him at the Oscars. That Will Smith's boring as fuck. No, I want to see the dude that's on his Instagram messing with his kids and jumping around. I already know more about these celebrities than I've ever known in my life. Your show is boring.
Let me ask you this. Is there anybody at the Oscars today that's just like, oh, we did it.
Yeah.
We did it.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Yeah. If you win an, I would love to win an Oscar.
No, no, no. I'm saying the people who put on the show.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
are they
yeah.
pumped that they, like, no. they're being talked
like,
about?
That's what I'm saying. It's like,
bad
no,
press, good
that's
press.
That's what I'm saying. That's why they have to find other things. They're trying to do musical numbers and all that kind of stuff because they're trying to, it's also a television show. It's supposed to be entertaining. If they wanted to just give like a, like you put the shit on C-SPAN. You know, put it on C-SPAN after like a congressional hearing because it's about the same entertainment value.
Put it on Nickelodeon and have people get slimed who don't win.
Whatever.
No, that's a great idea. Don't whatever that
but
shit.
But there are people that don't want to be slimed so they don't go on that show, but they know what they're going to get. Imagine Will Smith getting slimed and he's like, goes up and slaps a kid. Keep that slime out my motherfucking face. You know what I mean? It'd just be like, okay, Will Smith's gone bananas. He's gone bananas. So I'm just saying, it's like, you know, there's, I'm worked up about it.
No, it's fine.
Because it's so
you're a perfect
like,
guy to talk about this with because you always, and I will give you credit, you always see it from both sides, E, and that's why I love talking to you about anything that, that matters like this. Do you think that, and then I'll wrap up this part of it, do you think that like, you know, with Chappelle being in the news, like comedy, I think why you're also like saying some of the fun's been taken out of it. We're taking like Chappelle, Rock, you know, I've just in the last 5 years, you could probably make a list of 20 to 30 comics who've had to apologize for things or been fired for things that because people didn't like that they said it. So obviously it's a product of just the world we live in with cancel culture and more people having voices to have impact than we have had before. But do you, because now I'm getting more, the amount already just because of this incident of people who are not in the business that have reached out to me being like, as a comic, what do you think? Or they'll say,
I haven't answered my phone today.
Are you worried about, are you, is it even, can you even go on stage anymore? And what can you say?
I know.
And I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. It was an attack
and
on
I hate
comedy.
Because now it's making people like that go.
That, listen, the layman is out there thinking about this stuff. That's what I'm saying.
Even people
have
bad taste about comedy,
man,
just because it's like it's almost like souring the art form because it's like, even though they know, I think a lot of people do side with that it was wrong, that Chris Rock didn't do anything wrong. And then, you know, I think more people than not, if you were to poll it. But for whatever reason, the whole incident puts a cloud over comedy for a little bit. And it's like that, I mean, I heard these sports talk radio guys today in Seattle talking about like, they're like, you know, and how everything is, and then they let Will get that, and then blah, 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 and like, you can't do it. And they're like, we're the only ones that can really say what we want, our sports talk radio guys. And I'm like, fuck, if that's
if that's the standard,
if that's what you
we're
think,
out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, because I would not think that at all. And that's not that same, and that's actually not true, because Stephen A. Smith has been suspended for saying things many times. Yeah, you know what I mean? So I it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you say something out of pocket, and you get punished. You know what's crazy? And this is the thing about, like, why I go back to something has to be done. On a football field, a violent sport like football, if somebody out of pocket slapped somebody in a violent game, they would be punished. They would be punished. They would be like, oh, you took a swing at somebody. In a violent sport like football, they know that there's
right repercussions.
Repercussions. There's a decorum that you're supposed to have. There's like a level that you stop at. Mm. You know what I mean? And even in that state, so that's why
so it's because we don't have one in place for this, everyone's like, well, what do we do? Because
you don't think you need to.
Yeah.
Now they do.
Yeah.
It's like when you go on a show now and they have that whole
HR
discussion you have to have every time now. Now you have to have, now. So during Me Too, it became like you had an HR discussion.
Right.
Now you're having a pronouns discussion with your HR discussion. You know what I mean? So yes. Now you're over here like, so now we have to learn a new language. So for 50 years of my life, I've been saying, you're he, she's she, and now I have to learn Russian. You know what I mean? Like, I have to, like, now in the middle of my sentence, I have to remember that you don't say it like that anymore, even though it's been ingrained in myself. And not for any social reasons, just for English reasons, for grammar reasons, I've been saying it this way. And now you want to check. So now we have to deal with that, too. And now it's going to be, like, you know, something else. It's like.
You think they should let Joe Rogan host the Oscars next year?
Bet you that shit wouldn't happen. Yeah, let's see Will Smith's going.
Completely. Maybe they. It's almost like.
When we almost want that to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's almost like when a president just, like with Trump, right, where people were just like, or Bush to Obama, where people go, we just want something completely different. It's like, is that what's going to happen with this? Where they go,
I know.
Hey, man, like, we don't even want, let's just completely go in and let's get a Rogan or the open mic thing where you just go the.
I don't even think he would have done that to Dave Chappelle.
Oh, no. And I also think.
I don't think Dave Chappelle would have.
I think Dave would have ducked and swung. Just gut feeling, dude. But
and at this point now, I wish it would have went down. Even like, I don't even know actually. Like, you know, there's like a part of me that's like, you know, an evil part of my brain that's like, man, that could have been a lot worse, and wouldn't that have been some interesting TV?
It could have been. How many times have you watched it?
I didn't want to watch it a lot of times. I've seen it maybe twice because it's a tragedy. It's not like there's no winners. Well, there are no winners in this situation. None.
Well, there's a winner at this table, and that's Eric Griffin, because he turned 50 and he looks great and he's getting married in June.
Yeah.
Guys, E. Griff, how you feeling? Let's change topics for a beat.
All right. I just slap him for no reason. I just walk up to your.
How you feeling about that? How you feeling about you and your girl, Rach, post some adorable content? And I am one who is not a fan of the couple content. But you guys are cute as fuck.
Well, you know what? I just...
And it makes me happy to see you happy. And well, she's the best, so...
Well, I've made... I have, you know, my I find myself being more excited about, you know...
Good.
You know, the event coming. And good. Being like, I'm not, like, nervous or anything. I don't feel anything like that because we already live together. You know what I mean? Like, I've never lived with anyone like that. So, because I felt like if you're going to live with somebody, you know, don't pretend to be married. You're married.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's like, so I'm looking forward to it. And then we're working on things as we do our couples counseling and my own personal counseling.
You're in that, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to, like, you know, making sure that I'm in the right state of mind, that I'm looking at things properly, that it's like, you know, especially, you know, you being a bachelor for so long and, you know, it's like... You have like different thoughts about becoming. It's not me, it's we. And
yeah,
it's a lot of it's changes to your life. So
I love that, by the way, because it is. You go from not being with someone to being with someone, and just fully into it. And you're like expecting yourself to just go, all right, now just flip that switch.
Yeah, and it's not an easy switch to flip.
Yeah,
but you know it's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay to like grow and evolve and that kind of thing. And you just like, you know, it's great.
How does she feel about your Twitch gaming? You are hilarious on that shit, and it makes me want to fucking get into the fighter games because I watch you fucking singing. What did you do? It's brilliant, by the way. Who are you on Twitch?
Well, sometimes I do that. You know, sometimes because but like you know what's crazy?
You're doing it for comedic and entertainment purposes, right?
Twitch and YouTube are on this thing now where they're like you can't play music.
Why?
You know. I don't know, like, these artists, like, whatever little money they think they're supposed to get for this, as opposed to, like, the publicity and advertisement of them through these channels, I think is more valuable. But no, it's just this whole thing about, like, you can't play music. You can't even do karaoke anymore. Like, you can't do karaoke. They'll flag you for that. You can't do anything like that anymore. They just like – and I don't – and it's just – to me, it's just like – once again, it's like taking the fun out of everything.
Right. But you enjoy those shoot-em-up games, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is it a release? Fun. Is that like your
No,
your
I just – I just – I've you know, I've always been always, in the games. Yeah. And when it turned into like where it could be a job, I was like, oh, okay, you mean I can get paid doing this?
Fuck.
So that's why how I deal with it with Rachel. It's just like, I'm working. And then like I just buy her stuff with the, you know –
Smart move.
Yeah,
dude.
I got her like so. Like she'll be like, "Are you gaming?" And I was like, "Yeah, remember that Louis Vuitton purse? go get your Louis Vuitton purse." because that was made with Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch daily.
How's Riffin with Griffin going? You still liking that? What's your favorite part of this business? I don't think I've ever asked you that because you're a multi.
Oh, you mean of the podcasting part?
No, you podcast, you stand up, you act, you're doing it all. So like, what's if you had to pick one?
No, I think my favorite part of the business is the fact that we've monetized our personalities.
Great,
that's my favorite part of it. So now I'm sitting here and I'm like making a living.
You're a brand. You're a true. Eric Griffin is a brand.
Yeah. I'm making a living like talking smack and like you know, playing games, and that's all part of my thing. And I go, because you know, I go, oh, that's great. Going on the road to do stand-up, you know, even when you go, like, go get a show or something like that,
yeah.
It's like all that's all part of it. And so the fact that, like, I'm making a living doing that, that's the best part of it.
Right. I want to close this out with a Inside the Actor Studio. We haven't done this before, have we?
I don't think so.
All right. R.I.P. James Lipton. You no doubt would have been on the show. He's no longer with us, but his 10 questions are. And so we're going to close out with the Get to Know Eric Griffin with 10 Inside the Actor Studio questions. I'm James Lipton. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Eric Griffin, what's your favorite word?
You have to do the accent?
Yeah. He has an accent? I was just doing an old guy voice.
I don't know, see? I felt like we're in some 20s shoot 'em up. Like, I don't know what you're...
You'd be great in one of those.
Ha! I wouldn't. I would never, not with this skin tone.
We'll edit that out.
Yeah. If I was in one of those, I'd be like, do you need anything else, sir? Trust me, I wouldn't be the one. That would be. I think my
favorite word?
Comedy.
What is your least favorite word?
Censorship.
What turns you on?
What turns me on? When the other person is genuinely excited.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
Raw enthusiasm.
Yeah. Like, there's something about like Rachel was out of town for a week, and there's something about her right now where she's just like I was leaving to go do this,
yeah.
And she was upstairs, and she was like, wait, you know? And she came running downstairs. She's like, you and I was just like, there it is.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
It's something about that. That's
that
very...
won't be there when you go back.
Yeah.
You come for an hour. She knows you're here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly.
it's that weak buildup.
Yeah, I'm not going to war, bitch. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, but now when I go to set, she's gonna be like, "Be careful."
Totally. Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. All right. What turns you off?
Being inconsiderate.
When you see it, when you feel it, when you feel it from yourself.
Yeah. If someone's being inconsiderate, you know, you know what I mean? Like,
it's a quick way for you to put a wall up, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It's like, you know, it's like I'm coming to your place at 7 and, you know, you don't answer the door. You don't take your phone. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
When people are inconsiderate of your time, your energy, and that kind of stuff, like, oof.
Tact is underrated.
It's a turnoff.
What's your favorite curse word?
Bitch.
Nice. Yeah. Do you use it comedically?
Yeah.
To accent? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
it's great.
I always used to say, I had a joke about it. It's like, when I say bitch, I don't mean bitch. I mean motherfucker. But it's just how I say bitch. It's just a way of saying it.
That's great.
You know?
Do you think that was one of your first curse words? Do you remember like the first word you said when you felt like cursing comfortably?
I don't remember.
I remember I was a kid, sixth grade, and I would curse and I would say fucking a lot. Mm. And I was around older kids in the neighborhood, and one of them just told me, he was like, you curse a lot. You should stop. And I, you know,
as a kid, you think, well, you're doing it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why Will Smith shouldn't have done what he did. That's exactly why. Because little kids are going to be out there like, I can just slap somebody now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, wait, I mean, we are moments away from the first viral video of a kid doing it to a kid at school and being like,
walking up at somebody's doing a valedictorian speech, you know, and just walks up. You stole it from me. Slap or whatever.
Oh, yeah. You beat me out for valedictorian.
Yeah, and it's going to be okay. Will Smith did it. You know what they would say, like, you know, they always go, like, what would Jesus do or whatever this? Now it's going to be, what would Will do?
W-W-
He'd fucking slap you.
WD.
Yeah, WWWD. Yeah.
Or there'll be somebody where they'll about to do the slap, yeah. And then they'll stop, and then they'll turn it into a dance or something, and people will go nuts. Like, there's just going to be parodies and spoofs for a minute galore. How do you think SNL is going to
Like I'm saying, it's like, he just made it worse for himself.
Do you think SNL brings Chris Rock on to do something? Or does he not even... Do you away from that?
No, Chris Rock's going to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when he does come out with it, it's going to... You know, I hope it's biting. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you know, imagine this is Chappelle. You know, Chappelle did 4 transgender specials.
Yeah.
and just got worse and worse and worse in terms of like how he went in. Imagine how petty he would be about. That's what I'm saying. It's like this, he picked the right person, actually.
Right.
Because the dude didn't press charges right away. He didn't.
Huge,
at all.
Yeah. Just said, like, I'm going to, I guess. Well, also, I mean, the tour, like you said, sold. Like, I mean, you can't get better immediate like, press for
you.
People wanting to go. Yo, come on.
That's what people want to see. Cause now, but here's the thing, too, though. He's now trapped. The first 15 got to be about this. So, you know, the first 15
maybe
he comes
open out
up,
to.
Who want to slap me?
Yeah, he'll come out. Yeah, make a joke. And then.
But it'd be great if he, like, tapes his special. He tapes his special. He's opening it up. You know, he's about to do his special. And Will Smith walks out like he's going to come slap him. And then they hug it out, and that's the end of it.
For the end of the special?
The beginning.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be hilarious. And he goes and sits down and takes it. Like, because let me tell you something right now.
I hope that happens.
Like, Will Smith needs to call – his people need to call Comedy Central and be like –
get a roast at me?
Can we please roast Will Smith? He's ready to. He's ready.
Wow, that's how you.
It's the only way.
That's how you give back.
Yeah, it's the only way, man.
And how you cure this?
Like he has to like now.
Well,
he has to step ahead of it and be like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think you are dead on where there should be some sort of like move on his part to go like, hey man, be an example here for something bigger than you.
Yeah,
because you are so goddamn influential, man.
I know.
And like everyone's looking at how you handle this.
Yeah.
And you still, I think there is, man, that's a great call. I think there's a window that he has to really make good on this and have a huge positive impact where it's like, the apology's a good start. It's fucking, look, man, yeah, it wasn't in the moment. It wasn't there. He still went out and partied. He won an Oscar. So like, and maybe he needed to come down from it.
But here's the thing though. That was last night. So everybody's all in a moment, but that lives forever, that tape.
Yeah.
And now everybody can sit back and be like, ooh.
So he has to do –
ooh, that wasn't a good look.
So the next what? The next 48, 72 hours, something needs to happen to so that when you look at the tape, you can go look at it with a
– no, man, it's done.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
So
it's
regardless
done.
Of what he does.
Regardless of what he does.
Wow.
The only person now that can really fix this is Chris Rock. He's the only person that can fix
balls
this.
In his court.
Yeah,
King Richard.
Yeah, he was like, because even he was like, well, King Richard's coming at me. He was making a even in that moment
was
he was
so
like,
funny.
Because he was just thinking to himself. Because I'm sure in his mind he was like, what's this dude doing? He's ruining it.
He was smiling.
He was like,
did you hear me? Goes, uh-oh.
Because like, maybe he thought Will Smith was going to do some funny thing.
Yes, put him in a headlock, make him apologize. Or I honestly thought when I saw him walk
up, that would have been like, you know what? And that would have been out of pocket too. But it would have been like if he would have took Chris Rock like this and been like, come on, man, I'm talking about my wife, you know, smack him on the butt and then walked away. He would have been like, whoa, that was weird.
Hey, you're sorry.
But it would have been like it would have been different. But what he did was just completely and utterly crazy.
I had blinders on, man.
He
blacked out.
Yeah.
It felt like it. Because even my fiance was pointing out, she goes, when he even walked back to his seat, he almost had like a little smirk on his face. But she goes, it looked like a confused, like,
no, he knew.
Like, what the fuck
in
was
in that moment?
Right?
Right after.
Because then you got to walk back to your seat.
Bro.
Proud?
No. When he slaps Chris Rock, and then he turns around and he went, oh shit, I'm at the Oscars. That's the moment he realized it. When he did this,
walking
and then
back in Meryl Streep, just like.
Yeah, right. He just walked back and it was like, and here's, you know, from what I hear, Denzel Washington's trying to be like, yo, bro, come on, relax, you know, who's probably mad he lost out to this dude. You know
now
what I'm saying?
To console him,
You know, he's going to console this dude.
Whatever, Denzel's won a bunch. He's
you
fine.
Know, but, he hasn't. So that's a better movie. I thought that Macbeth was a better movie. You know, it's like, I'm just saying, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, imagine you're going to lose later to this guy too. You're gonna lose. So imagine what Denzel's going through in his head.
Man.
He had to be like the elder statesman sort of guy. Like, yo, dude, what you doing?
Yeah,
Will, what you doing? You know, he in a way too about like, yo, dude, we're black men. We can't do this.
It would have been great if Mel
you know,
Gibson
all
like,
that stuff
tried to talk him down.
I remember Bruce Willis wanted. You could tell Bruce Willis wanted to punch Ricky Gervais.
Oh yeah,
like look that clip up.
Yeah,
you look that clip
Johnny
up.
Johnny Depp too. He wasn't pumped on.
Dude, Bruce Willis looked at him like this though. He was like. He was kind of like, oh, man. Like, you know, now he probably thinks back like, damn, I should have. He's like, I should have punched that dude. But anyways, love Rachel.
Eric Griffin. Wait, we got to finish this up. What sound or noise do you love?
What?
What sound or noise do you love?
What sound or noise do I love? Oh, that's a weird one. You know, I love a good fart sound.
Great. Great.
You know what I mean? I love a good.
One more time? Classic, dude. Yeah. That takes me back to like fourth grade. That's like pre-whoopee cushion.
Yeah.
Before you could afford one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's nothing like a good fart.
Because not everyone could do that. There was the elbow one. Could you do the elbow too?
No, it was always this one.
Were you the kid when people would sit down, you would do that?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? I'm gonna be a kid in class.
Yeah.
That is so deathly afraid of farting in public because of the
whore
and the shame.
Super fat. you know what I mean? Let's be honest, man. Yeah, that's me.
Well, we know I was, man. So, yeah. Because you're afraid. Because when the fat kid farts,
yeah,
it's the funniest. And, hey, just to go back to talking about Jaden and Will and own it,
yeah,
so that you become a part of the group and celebrate it.
So if the fat me, he should have went, my bad.
It's totally. But instead, so I'm the fat kid that wants nothing more than to publicly fart. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm coming back from fucking the bathroom.
Yeah.
So you're already coming back. You're in the hole because it's silent reading. Everyone's
People,
quiet.
You've been gone a little bit longer than you should have for
man,
a pee.
Pees don't take 8.5 minutes. We've been clocking you.
Yeah.
We got time, dude. You think
And you know the bullies are already like, dude, Adam's still out there.
There's only
Adam's still gone.
Because there's only two kids that are in silent reading that are actually reading their fucking books. All the other 28 kids are clocking that clock
and
making sure that you come back. Looking
no,
like
but
you
the
wiped.
Bully's the one that like let everybody know. Like,
hey,
dude,
he's been gone. Because here he comes.
Yep. Yeah. That was a good one too. And then this is when everybody, little kids go, ah! And it's like that fake laugh where they don't really laugh.
No.
They're just mean.
Ah! Even the teacher's like.
Like, no one's meaner than kids.
Oh, it's the worst. They don't know any better, but they do.
Like, if the Oscars were just kids, it would be, you think Chris Rock was bad? Imagine if it was kids.
I mean, I would like to see a kid just to, I mean, that's maybe the move. Just the way that I think they should have kids being doing the post game for sports.
Yeah.
You know, like, why'd you lose?
I know.
Steph Curry, you missed. 4 threes.
Yeah, that would be great.
Maybe you aren't that good. Like, hey, man, I don't know. Instead of the same questions over and over again. All right, we're almost done here. What sound or noise do you hate? You love a good fart. What do you hate?
The tone in Rachel's voice when she's mad.
And let's move on. What profession other than your own? Yeah, no, I hear you. Because that, because it's unsettling and you don't like to see your loved ones upset.
Yeah.
What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
NBA basketball coach.
Oh, you'd fucking crush that. And how, dude, whether it's the Quick Fat story that we've talked about many times on this podcast, my story of my elementary school rise to shine.
When is that going to be like a cartoon or something?
Bro, it's in the works. But you need to be a live action coach. I mean, a cartoon of you was already like.
Yeah, I know. That boy, Quick Fat.
Oh, man, you could play. You could be the.
I want to be the dad in the crowd that says that.
That says that fat motherfucker's killing us?
Yeah. Why are you letting the fat motherfucker? I knew, as we talked about it before, like I knew dads
it.
Like that when I was playing.
Well, when you coach too, like you also just have a coach has any good coach, whether you have seen them. Like Mike Krzyzewski looks like a great coach, but he's not a fun coach. You got fun vibes of like. You can come off being assertive and you can be like funny. And in any good coach, anyone's favorite coach was a blend of both of those where you go, you can lay down the hammer, but you also can finish the saying for me. Mo?
Lay down the hammer and grease the wheel.
Boom. What profession would you not like to do?
Meter maid.
Yeah. Oh, I think you and I share a deep... hatred for those moments of when you get, and they always get you when it's just like the last
I've
straw.
I've had some really terrible situations.
Oh, dude, I've had some look in the mirror moments right after where I'm like, boy, who are you? Like that was fucking.
You weren't even at the Oscars. So
yeah, all right,
I'll see you at the Oscars. That's gonna be the new thing. When you're mad at somebody, hey homie, see you at the Oscars.
That's a threat. Instead of I'll see you at the parking lot.
Yeah.
If heaven exists, Eric Griffin, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
You did all right.
Great. Eric Griffin. Riffin' with Griffin is the podcast. At Eric Griffin on social media. One of the best in the biz. I love you.
Yeah, man. You too. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, E.